Let me just read it. Citizens for Welburn, a nonprofit organization of local Welburn, College Station, and area residents, is pleased to report that the mayor of College Station, Nancy Berry, met with a representative of the organization regarding the future of Welburn. We would like to thank Mayor Berry in seeking a mutually beneficial resolution to this contentious issue. Citizens for Welburn also would like to thank State Representative Fred Brown for his role in negotiating the meeting to start mediation. The meeting was brokered and made possible by Representative Brown's direct assistance. The meeting was held last Wednesday at an attorney's office. And the last sentence, we would look forward to working with the City of College Station to find common ground and reaching an agreement that will best represent all parties going forward regarding the best future for Welburn and for College Station. Let me ask this question, having just read to you what Jane Cohen wrote in an email. The phrase of negotiating a meeting to start mediation, is that correct?
No, it is not. I met with Dale Holacek at the offices of Terrence Dill, who's an attorney with West Webb, Albert and West. That meeting was originally requested by Representative Brown, and I was to meet with Mr. A.P. Boyd, whom I had met with previously. In speaking with Mr. Boyd when we set up the meeting, he and I were both in agreement that this would be a discussion, that at this point there was nothing to mediate, that the vote on Thursday was going to go forward, but that we could discuss what would happen after the vote. Mr. Boyd was unable to make that meeting, and instead Mr. Dale Holacek came in his place. We did not mediate anything. We visited it and had a very cordial and productive meeting, but it was not a negotiation or a mediation, because there is nothing to mediate at this point.
You use the word productive. Productive in what sense?
Well, anytime you get to, he is the incoming or president-elect of the Citizens for Welburn. So anytime you get to meet someone else who's in a leadership position and who will move into that leadership position, and you get to meet with them and have a feel for the person, I think that's productive. And Mr. Holacek is a gentleman and well-informed, and those are the types of people that, you know, you hope will move into leadership positions.